Where is that real estate lady?
She probably meant 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
4 o'clock in the afternoon? When does she sleep?
It's what we call a fixer-upper.
Tell me, are we convenient to the school here?
Oh, yes, the school's just 2 blocks away.
And young children will walk past here regularly.
Do you two have children?
As often as we can.
Waldemar?
Ask normal questions. We're supposed to be typical people looking for a home.
I am looking for a way into this house. You ask
normal questions.
Tell me, what does the building code say about filling the basement with earth?
Well, it is a finished basement.
Not yet, it isn't.
Oh, I do love this house.
There may be one small problem.
It doesn't matter what it costs.
Oh, it's not a matter of cost.
We must get into this house.
We've looked for such a long time.
A very, very long time.
For just this house.
Well, you see, a few days ago, right after you called me...
The disposition of which shall be entrusted to my friend and attorney, T. Armstrong Sedgwick.
You know, I don't understand it. Whenever I asked him for anything, he always said, leave it to me. So I figured he'd leave something to me.
And to my sister, Lucille, who could always be counted on to borrow anything I had and not return it, I leave 3,000 overdue library books.
That's all? That's all I get for being his sister all these years?
He does have one more thing for you.
After what everybody else has gotten, I think we're better off. He forgot us.
And to my nephew John and his wife Mary, I leave my vast estates in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Oh. No.
John, our own house.
I played in that house when I was a little boy.
With all its surrounding land.
We'll have a garden.
Now we don't have to be afraid to let the children go out and play.
That house is mine.
My attorney shall inform John and Mary of the curse on the house.
Curse?
What curse?
Well, as I understand it...
We've inherited a house with a curse.
We do not intend to lose this house.
How about this one? There was a young girl from Hong Kong.
Billy, say goodbye to the nice truck driver.
Bye.
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a wonderful house.
Mary, that's not the house.
This is the house?
We're gonna love it here. I feel it in my bones.
Come on.
It's what we call a fixer-upper.
It's what we call home.
I'm sure they won't stay very long.
I'm sure they won't.
I know they won't.
Oh, it even smells like Uncle Henry's house.
It's not going to smell like this much longer.
I'll be in college before you get rid of this smell.
Turn on the lights.
Maybe Uncle Henry didn't pay his electric bill.
I think this place is creepy. All it needs is a little cleaning up.
Where's Rover? Rover! Rover! Come on, boy! Rover? I wonder what got into Rover.
It's this place. It's creepy. Billy, why don't you go out and bring Rover in? Billy? Billy? Billy!
He's probably just hiding. Remember when we went to Disneyland and he hid inside Pluto for 2 hours?
Billy, if you're hiding, hiding inside a big dog again.
I'm not staying here alone. Send me away to boarding school or something, do you?
Everything will be just fine. You'll be amazed what some nice curtains will do to this house.
I'm just worried about what this house is going to do to me.
They haven't found it yet.
You can't be too sure.
I, of all people, I can't be too sure. Of course I can be sure. They haven't found it because we have to find it.
It started out to be a human, just like any other. But before it was over, Millicent Hackshaw would find herself in was an innocent teenage girl. She had no idea that the terrible events building around her would plunge.
Is this what you call hooking up the TV? I've tried every channel and all I get is Twilight Zone.
Father opened the door and stepped out.
Lightning always does that to TV reception.
Sound and smell, a dimension of oriental paper.
It'll be all right once the storm is over.
A dimension of abandoned lumber yards, a dimension of railway stations that have stopped being grand and are nowhere near central. There's a train leaving from that station, and its destination is Cincinnati, Ohio.
What storm?
Mary, come here, look at this. Some kind of a note. It's from Uncle Henry before he died. Don't open the book.
What book?
He doesn't say. I don't see any book.
Maybe it's a cookbook.
Oh, why wouldn't he want us to open a cookbook?
Well, you know how I am about my apple turnover recipe.
We're here in our very own house.
Isn't it about time to go to bed?
Got all the dishes to do.
We'll still be here in the morning.
Thank you.
Well, they've been here a whole day. They've got to be ready to sell it by now. It wouldn't be nice to waste them. But maybe somebody's up around the side. Maybe I'll come back later. No!
What was that?
Must have been an owl.
You're right. It was an owl.
Nightmare. Come on, everything's gonna be all right.
There's a monster!
Billy, there's no monster here.
There is! He's 9 feet tall, he has four arms, huge eyes on the top of his head, and huge teeth!
Billy, at your age.
I am acting my age. You're just used to me acting like a grown-up. I'm 10 years old and there's a monster in here.
Billy, there's no monster here. Look, do you see a monster in this room? I can't believe that I'm standing here in the middle of the night arguing with a 10-year-old kid about the existence of monsters. Now, just calm down and go to sleep. Everything will be fine in the morning.
Except for me, I'll be a faded memory in the morning.
I bet you were reading scary books again before you went to bed.
Good night.
Sleep tight. Don't let the bed bugs bite. He had a nightmare. He thought there was a monster in his room. I guess it's just spending the first night in a strange house. He'll be all right in the morning. Monsters. Mary? Mary?
That was good. I didn't tell.
Thank you.
they found the book.
It's not fair. For 300 years, I've been searching for that book.
Well, now you know where it is.
That's not the point. Don't you understand? Whoever controls the book controls the world.
And now he's got it. 2 days from now, there may not be a world.
Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for doing the dishes last night.
I didn't do the dishes.
Oh? It must have been Debbie. Or maybe there are elves in the house.
Elves? I guess they could have used a little more sunlight. Oh, that's better, darling. They don't seem nearly as dead.
Well, it may have been noisy last night, but this morning the house feels so comfortable.
I don't think I slept 15 minutes all night.
Billy woke us up. He had a nightmare.
And we kept hearing owls.
If you guys think I'm starting school today in this condition, forget it.
It'll be much quieter once we get curtains on the windows.
If you were so tired, you didn't have to get up early and do the dishes.
I didn't do the dishes.
You didn't?
Well, then who did?
It must have been Billy.
Mom, when did you ever know Billy to do a dish?
Well, somebody did the dishes, and we're the only ones in this house.
Could get out of the book. There's got to be a book to tell you how to get them back in.
There's something creepy about this place.
It was a neighborhood not unlike any other neighborhood. But this was a day unlike any other day.
We're going out to do some shopping.
I'll be going to buy some curtains. Heavy curtains. This place will be quiet as a tomb.
Curtains and a few other things. It seems that one of the windows was broken.
Yeah, the must have happened during my nightmare.
We'll see you in a little while.
Oh, Mom. You didn't clean up my room, did you?
I just put a few clothes away.
Don't wreck the house while we're gone.
See you later.
Bye.
We'll be back in a little while. Oh, my God. What a bright, beautiful morning.
Yes, it is a bright, beautiful morning. And we're in our own home.
Yes, we are.
Stanley Beamer.
Hi.
Hi, anything the matter?
Oh, no, I got to work. I forgot my bed. So I had to come home and get it. I couldn't sleep all night. I kept hearing noises. Take care. If you need anything, just scream.
So reassuring to have a policeman living next door.
Take my bath.
This is a recording. Hey, Billy, are you deaf or something?
me out of that tub is in big trouble.
All right in there?
Thank you.
There's another dimension where a decent cheeseburger still costs 79 cents, where the bluebird of happiness still sings every morning, where the decent people who live next door could be from another planet.
Hi, we're back.
How's everything?
Oh, just fine.
Where's Debbie?
I think she's taking a bath.
Asleep. Mom, I had the creepiest dream.
Come on. We can make a deal. What do you want? Hey, how about food? What do you like to eat?
Bad question.
This house is creepy.
There's nothing wrong with this house.
Then how come all we get on TV is the Twilight Zone?
Some shows are very popular.
I once watched television all morning and never saw anything but I Love Lucy.
Mom, this isn't I Love Lucy.
There's a dimension of mine.
Oh, that's just your imagination.
You'll think everybody will love this house.
Everybody? You're the only one who loves it.
Everybody at the party.
What party?
Saturday night. The relatives insisted on coming over, so we had to invite somebody we could stand too, to balance things out.
This Saturday night?
The 13th.
Mom, Friday's the 13th.
The 14th then. Saturday the 14th.
Does this mean you want something to eat?
No.
Billy, you can't just mope around like this.
I won't be moping around much longer.
I'm glad to hear that. You know, if you've got some problem...
Well, if you lost something...
Yes?
If you lost something, because you lost it, the whole world was going to be destroyed. What would you do?
Are you telling me you lost something?
Oh, hi, Deb. Welcome home. You need some help?
Oh, thanks. Remember those people who were trying to buy the house?
Yes.
Well, they were at the supermarket, and they asked me if we had any antiques we wanted to sell. Mostly they wanted to know about any old books. Boy, are they creepy. You know, Dad, you really ought to sell them the house. They'd fit right in.
Debbie... What would you do if you lost something and the world was going to be destroyed?
I'd call the police.
That wasn't the answer.
I wonder what Mom wanted this for.
She must be getting into European cooking.
Where is she anyway?
Where else? Cleaning.
Hello? Is anybody in there? Hello?
How long have you been up here?
I'll get you a bowl of milk. Come on, kitty. Come on. Hey, kitty.
That can't be nice. Not with a cat up here all this time. Kitty. Puss? God, look at all these owls. Hey, take it easy. Huh? Stop it, owl!
Electrolysis, elevator exercise. Ah, there it is. Exterminator. Who ate my sandwich?
Not me. Me. Yeah, it was me.
I thought you weren't hungry.
Well, you know, excitement. Excitement always makes you hungry.
Excitement. Exterminator. Ah, there's a good one. Major pest control.
Major Pest Control, this is the Major speaking.
My name is John Hyatt, and I've got bats in my belfry.
I'm an exterminator.
My belfry's full of bats. They just attacked my wife.
Oh, you got bats in your belfry?
A lot of bats.
You know how many? We charge by the bat.
I don't care what it costs, as long as we get the bats out of here.
Yeah? Okay, I'll send a man over, say, next Tuesday.
Now! Right away! This minute! I'm at 329 Elm Street.
Okay, I'll send him out. Van Helsing.
Yeah?
Bats.
Bats!
329 Elm Street.
329 Elm Street. That sounds so hopeful. So inviting.
So did 1827 Maple Street. So did 4386 Bratwurst Drive.
Sooner or later, my friend, I will find a house where the bats did not come in through the window. Sooner or later, I'll be able to end my searching.
329 Elm Street doesn't sound like the end of the rainbow.
It's not that end of the rainbow that I'm looking for.
So, you're the man with bats in his belfry, eh?
You're the exterminator?
Yeah.
You don't look like an exterminator.
That's to fool the bats. What have we here? Nothing fires the imagination so much as a fine library. Do you have any old books? Any very old books?
Maybe you better ask Billy. He's the smart one in the family.
No old books. I always throw my old books away when I'm finished reading them.
Old books can be worth quite a lot of money. Take this to my room.
Your room?
Well, you don't expect to get rid of bats overnight.
I guess you can use the guest room.
He is really creepy.
Down at the exterminator place, we have a little motto. When I leave this house, there'll be nothing left here to be afraid of. Oh, this must be your charming wife. What's for dinner?
I think Mary bought a roast. Debbie, why don't you start cooking while I show our guest to his room?
know, it sure gets dark early since we moved here. It's getting creepy. Are you still having nightmares? I don't even have to be asleep. Listen, we've got to work on Mom and Dad to just sell this place and move.
They can't sell it. It's part of Uncle Henry's will. They sell the place, the money goes back to the estate and all those vultures split it up.
So we're stuck here.
Not for long.
Boy, even my own brother's getting creepy.
Just rest. You'll be all right.
I wonder.
What?
I wonder if I'm pregnant.
Help! Look at that door!
What's the matter?
He...
What? What?
He's in the kitchen!
The man next door is in the kitchen! I wonder what he wants. Well, whatever he wanted, he must have found it. He probably just needed a cup of sugar or something.
But he was... He...
It's an excellent meal. I can stay here forever.
Darling, have a little peace.
No!
Thank you very much.
Sweetheart, have a taste. You'll love it. Debbie used a lot of garlic.
No, no garlic. Keep it away.
Thank you very much.
Maybe we ought to get you some pickles and ice cream.
You have been developing strange eating habits since you've been here.
No, no, that's just a little joke, you know, about being...
About being what?
It's personal.
About being pregnant. Well, you're going to have a baby.
Really, Mom? Really?
Do you know whose baby it might be?
I don't like that kind of talk.
You remember Rosemary? She had a baby.
I don't even know that I'm having a baby. It may be just a...
Just what?
A strange feeling.
And it started since you came to live here. That book is in this house!
Book? What book?
What book? The book. Why do you think that you have strange things happening to you? Why do you think you have bats?
We have bats because of a book?
You have more than bats. You have problems. And if anything happens to that book, the whole world has problems. If someone should open that book, his soul would be doomed to eternal hell, fire, and damnation. Now, I've followed this book around the world for many, many years, more years than you would care to hear of. And now, at last, I know where it is. Where is it?
What?
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 It's gone.
You had it. You didn't open it, did you? Oh, boy.
I didn't know.
Will someone please tell me what this is all about? After all, I am the man of the house here.
The Book of Evil!
Evil?
Evil? All the evil that there's ever been.
In one book? Boy, a book like that would be a bestseller for sure.
All of that evil is loose here, in this house.
Well, I guess it's time to sell the house. You said you knew some people who wanted to buy it. Let's give that nice real estate lady a call.
We are not going to sell this house.
But, Mom, this is our home now. We belong here.
Selling the house now would be like closing the barn door after the horses have eaten your children.
So what are we supposed to do?
Well, for one thing, we better cancel that party.
You're having a party here? Now?
We were having a few people over tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night? Saturday the 14th? Do you know what's going to be waiting here for those people?
Maybe we better just let the relatives come.
No, let everybody come. We can use those people, their energy, and we will triumph! But I have a great deal of work to do in the next 24 hours.
And boy, find that book. For every occasion.
Every occasion, but finding that book.
Turning bill collectors to stone.
He's in there and we're out here. He's got that book by now.
If he had that book by now, he wouldn't still be in there.
But we'd still be out here.
You could go in there.
You
always do. You're starting to like that woman, aren't you?
She's not my type. She's hundreds of years too young for me.
I'd like to take a look at her neck.
Honey, all I'm after is the book.
Maybe I'll go in with you tonight.
Well, if you don't trust me after 311 years of marriage...
312.
We'll talk about this when I get back.
I'm going with you. I wish I'd never learned to do this. It's so unattractive.
I'll get that book if it kills us.
Walk to the bathroom. This isn't the bathroom. This is the kitchen. What am I doing in the kitchen? What are they doing in the kitchen? How am I going to get out of the kitchen?
Thank you.
She can think about is that Harker woman in London. That was 100 years ago.
Oops.
Can't take you anywhere. If you weren't immortal, you'd kill yourself.
Oh, look. Isn't that boy Valerian from Budapest?
No, that's a fruit bat from the Philippines.
I just hope this is going to be another little incident like that Harker woman.
That was 100 years ago.
I know, you're overdue.
We meet again.
I thought I settled your hash last time.
I'm stronger now. I know how to deal with your kind.
We were here first.
I got inside the house first.
We tried to buy it.
But you didn't. Now get out of my house.
Not without the book.
You will never get it. Do you know what one drop of this would do to you? One drop?
Darling, maybe we had better go.
But we'll be back.
And I'll be ready for you. Some vampires will believe anything. Not bad. Not good. Not bad.
I think maybe it's time you all just got out of this house.
You think it's that easy? You think you can just go waltzing through the front door and all the evil in the world will just politely fade into the woodwork, huh? You want to leave? Go ahead, leave. Go on. Walk out the door. Walk out on your family. Forget your sister. Forget your responsibilities. Go ahead.
I've got to get out of here.
What is it you're afraid of? Open the door. Have you had enough? Let's close it. It's freezing in here. You see? You can't leave.
But I've got to go to school Monday.
By Monday, all of this will be over. Be over tomorrow night. That's a party. One way or the other. You know what this kitchen needs is some decoration. You could hang strings of garlic.
Mary doesn't seem to be as fond of garlic as she used to.
Garlic is very attractive in a kitchen this color.
No, thank you. I never dream.
Coffee. I'll take it. Without my first cup of coffee in the morning, I can't see straight.
We had a house once in Bavaria. We had so much garlic hanging, we couldn't find the stove. We couldn't even smell the stove. That kitchen made the cover of better homes than garlic.
Oh, I've got to get out of here!
Be something we can do.
All there is?
What?
You can put out big bowls of potato chips and you can make a nice onion dip.
Potato chips? Onion dip?
Is that what monsters eat?
No, that's what people eat.
I'm not hungry.
Well, you're having a party tonight.
Oh, yeah, forgot about that.
You forgot about the party? The whole world is depending upon this party. Now, we need onion dip. We need club soda. We need old Barbara Streisand records. The people at this party have to be as happy as any people ever were. We need all the positive energy that we can get our hands on.
Positive energy?
You better call the relatives and tell them not to come.
Why don't you do it? I'm going to check on your mother. Here, take this coffee. I can't stand the sight of it.
I think the circuits are busy.
Yeah, you know. It's cheaper to call before 8 o'clock. Circuits are probably just jammed with people trying to save 15 cents.
Yeah, right. I'll call again after 8.
Mary, you all right? What's this?
What's what?
All this dirt. Your whole side of the bed is covered with earth.
I must have spilled a flower pot.
Well, we'll have to get this cleaned up.
No. No, thank you. I'll clean it myself later. I have to get some sleep now. Give me a kiss, darling.
Oh, let me just see who that is. I'll be back for that kiss.
Liquor store?
No, private residence. Yeah.
No, I am from the liquor store. You called last night?
Yeah.
Potato chips, club soda, onion dip, Streisand records?
Yeah. Come in. Put it in the kitchen. I would help you with it, but I hurt my back in the Crimean War.
Better today if you played inside.
I've got to get out of this house. I'm a 10-year-old kid. I'm supposed to be out in the sunshine.
You'll never know the contribution you've made toward saving the world.
Who's that guy?
Have a nice day now. Boy, these storms come up all of a sudden this time of year. You folks mind if I waited out here for a few minutes?
George and Elizabeth Benson got into their car to go to a party. But this wasn't going to be the kind of party they expected. Guests are about to arrive.
Billy, will you turn that thing off?
I did turn it off.
The hors d'oeuvres have been prepared in the...
Feed me!
Young man, we're going to have dinner in just a few minutes.
There are many ways of fighting evil. Many ways. This could take hours. When are those people coming?
Everybody always gets so excited about the first guests.
But, Mom, there's something horrible out there.
You really are living here.
You're right. There is something horrible out there. Aunt Lucille.
Uncle Bert.
This is a little something from all of us. An electric can opener.
Well, the place feels just the same as it did when Uncle Henry died of it.
And
Mary. Mary, quite contrite.
Well, there can go.
Hey, John.
This place could blow up in a minute. I could run a disaster policy. I'm going to go into a...
Look how serious. Don't you ever let him out?
10%.
Oh, John. Hi there. I'm Phil,
Johnny's cousin.
Well, drink?
You call those hors d'oeuvres? This one's got no meat on it. Which way is the bar?
Bring on the booze.
You wanted to sell me disaster insurance.
On this house?
Disaster.
What is it?
That man deserves everything that comes to him.
Yeah. I thought you were going to use these people to get rid of the monsters.
I am.
Aunt Lucille, let me take your coat. Oh, no, no, dear. I'll hang it up myself. Otherwise, how could I look in your closet?
Who is that kid on the sofa?
I don't know.
Terrible place. Look. Ah, there's the closet. Let's see whose skeleton is in it. Well, the nerve of her buying a coat just like mine.
To come alone, but I haven't seen my husband in 2 days. Well, he's a policeman. He's probably working overtime. The crime is so terrible these days. People are getting killed everywhere you look.
Well, I'm glad one of you could make it. Come on.
I brought you a little something. It's an electric can opener.
It's exactly what I needed.
Oh, God.
Thank you. I'll see if they can't use it at the bar. Come in.
Nana Daiquiri. Nana Daiquiri. The world is coming to an end and they make me the bartender. Oh. I haven't mixed a drink since that time Attila the Hun got drunk and wrecked Mongolia. Anyone had the banana daiquiri?
Mary, have you seen Lucille?
Not since she went to hang up her coat.
I can't find hide my hair.
How does your garden grow?
You'd have to find somebody else to be bartender.
I brought you this can opener. That'll make it easier.
I have things to do. People are already disappearing. Where's Billy? I need him for this.
He's right... I'll find him.
If anything has happened to that boy, he'll be sunk.
Mary.
Have you seen Billy?
Mary, this ice is so old.
Have you seen Billy?
Yeah, he's... Oh, he must have gone upstairs. You know how kids hate grown-up parties.
Debbie? Have you seen Billy?
No.
Find him.
Okay.
Debbie? Who's that guy?
I don't know.
You haven't found the boy yet?
We haven't even looked yet.
But look. Look high and low. It's almost 11:30. If we don't have that boy by midnight, things are going to get extraordinarily unpleasant. People. Everybody. Have an announcement to make. We're going to play a little game. Somewhere in this house is hidden a small boy. Let's see who is the first to find him.
What do we win?
You win? When? What do you win? Are you... You got to keep the boy.
No.
No. No. You got an electric can opener.
Good.
Oh. Yeah. Oh. Billy?
Johannem Gehenem Consecrat. Billy? Billy? Are you here? Things are going to happen.
Ah! Less than a minute?
The monitor is hanging over the house!
We are all doomed!
Who could that be? Everybody I've invited has already showed up.
And left. I'll get it.
I'll get it.
I believe this is what you've been looking for, Van Helsing.
Billy!
Stop! Don't touch that boy. Give me that book.
Not so fast.
We have no time to lose. Really, my boy? Will you kindly
hand me the book?
Get in the book, Billy. He's the only one who could get rid of the monsters.
He is the monster.
Give me the book.
I know who you are. You're in this book. They showed me.
I can make you very strong.
Never!
Come on, Billy. Quit fooling around.
Your powers are nothing compared to mine. When I get that book, I will rule the world. Think of it. Famine. War. Death.
Those we've got.
And you will be the first to die.
Was your mother's table.
Was it?
Yeah.
It's burning.
Once the book is destroyed, you will never be imprisoned again. Damiag Knight will rule the world.
Can't get any creepier than this.
I know. Everything's gonna be fine. Let go of this book, boy.
It killed the monsters, and it'll kill you.
Nothing can kill me.
No! We won! We won! It's Rover! Rover's back!
He thought destroying the book would free the monsters. That wasn't the way it worked.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you.
I had a swell party. Have a nice day.
You too.
We don't know who he is.
Well, at least he's gone.
Good boy, good boy.
I think they've had enough of this house.
I think so too.
It's time they lived happily ever after.
And us too?
Of course, darling.